There's an interesting pasuk in Shir HaShirim, which Chazal see as a allusion to the Kriyas Yamsuf in Parshas B'Shalach. The pasuk is in Shir HaShirim, Perek Beis, pasuk Yedalet, and it describes a dove scampering along the rocks and the cliffs near an ocean. And the pasuk in Shir HaShirim is phrasing the male's desire to hear the voice and to see that dove, and the dove is a metaphor for the female that he courts. But the imagery of a dove scampering through rocks is associated with the Jewish people, because the rocks and the cliffs evoke the inevitable trapped feeling of standing by the water beach or the water wall and being fenced in by the Egyptians and having no escape route and looking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for rescue and intervention. And of course, the Jewish people are referred to as a Yonah. That's the recurring theme throughout Shir HaShirim, Yonah Si, Tamah Si, Einayach Yonim. But in this pasuk, the male is referring to his female, or in this case, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is referring to Am Yisrael, as not a Yonah, but a Yonah Si, my Yonah. Yonah Si Bechag VeHasela. On the surface, there's nothing startling about that. It's just a sign of possession, a sign of love, a sign of intimacy. But this Medrash in Medrash Rabbah B'Shalach highlights that grammar, that adaptation of the word Yonah. And the Medrash questions, Hayalomar Yonah B'Chag V'Asela. The Jewish people should have been referred to as a dove, not Yonah Si. So Rabbi Yochanan comments that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes pride, compliments the Jewish people, for in their relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they act like a Yonah. So for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they behave like a Yonah. Whereas in their interactions with the international community, they're much stronger, more hostile, more aggressive, and the animals they're compared to, in particularly the animals described in the Brachos of Yaakov in Parshas Vayechi, are lions, cubs, snakes, wolves, Goraya Yehuda, Binyamin Ze'ev Yitref, Yehi Dana Hashalei Derech. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is almost gloating about, or certainly taking pride in the irony of this very, very odd juxtaposition or odd combination. On the one hand, the Jewish people have demonstrated defiance, anti-establishment, challenging others, chutzpah, resistance, rebelliousness. We've refused to be subdued or subjugated by persecution, by an entire world that sometimes denounces us or renounces our values in the modern context, our rights to Eretz Yisrael. And we've demonstrated the backbone and the resolve and the conviction to withstand an entire international world of pressure. You would think that those very traits and those very behavioral feats would make us rebellious and unable to accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. And yet, vis-a-vis Hashem, we still demonstrate the traits of a Yonah. And as the Medrash highlights, Kol Mashani Gozer Alehem Osim V'Shomim Li. Yonah is associated by Chazal with the trait of loyalty, a submission. Doves are one of the only mammals that are loyal to their spouses throughout their lifetime. So it's the loyalty of a Yonah that justifies or that warrants its being employed to describe or to capture Am Yisrael's relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Medrash is commenting on the strange, strange mix of traits. You would think that a loyal people may not have the backbone and the strength of character to defy world opinion, to defy public trends, to defy historical trajectories that seem to be disfavorable. Yet the Jewish people have secured and have cemented that ability to be lions, to be wolves, to be snakes. As the Medrash says, the nations of the world tell you, what do you need from Shabbos, what do you need Mila, and they want to abolish all the mitzvos. V'heim na'asim kinegdam kashim kechayos. And our response to this pressure is resolve and inner strength. Aval etzal kadosh baruch hu kiyona tama, simplicity, acceptance, loyalty. V'shomen lo kol mashu goes v'alem sh'nemer v'yamein ha'am, and in particular, the emunah at the Yamsuf, the emunah at Har Sinai, kol asher diber Hashem na'aseh v'nishma, l'kach ne'emer yonos hi b'chag v'asela. Now, of course, this medrash is commenting at a national level, and the oddity of these two traits inhering within one people, and the feat and the accomplishment of being able to encompass these two otherwise contradictory traits. But it is important also at a personal level, and not just in our interaction with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, but in our personalities, to bring strength of character, discipline, resourcefulness, commitment, conviction, and passion to ideas, but also to be, not I wouldn't say simplistic, but to be simple and pure, accepting, believing, pliable. And they seem to be two traits that are antithetical. And sometimes our greatest personal developmental accomplishments is when we're able to merge traits which would otherwise seem contradictory and mutually exclusive, but merge them into a greater personality and learn to calibrate them and learn to respond to life's predicaments with a mixture of the two, or sometimes with a stress or an emphasis on one, and still other times with an emphasis on the other. So the term Yonasi b'chag v'asela really alludes to the fact that in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we behave with submission, but in our relationship to the other nations of this world who would challenge the Jewish agenda, we're able to muster the strength and the courage that sometimes seem antithetical with simplicity and malleability, or acceding to the wishes of Hashem.